From the Winona Daily News, I'm Tobias Mann, and welcome to Inside Winona. For this week's interview podcast, I'm joined by Winona County Recorder Bob Bambanek to talk about, among many things, what a county recorder does and some of the challenges facing Winona County's housing market. Bob, how are you doing today?
Well, good. I'm really thrilled to be here. And Tobias, thanks for having the program. And I think we've got some, you know, interesting items to share with everyone. I'm looking forward to it.
So, Bob, let's get into it with something of a fun question, I think. What is the cheapest a home has ever sold for in Winona County?
Well, you know, there may be two definitions there, Tobias. One would be, you know, is it the cheapest dwelling that was ever sold, or is it a home that is ready to go? It's livable, and parties that buy it can move in. And there's a big spread between those two. We think you can, you know, absolutely obtain a home for what looks to be, you know, just the best deal of the year. But when you learn that, you know, we need some electrical updating, the roof isn't in very good shape, and you look around and find a number of other repairs, might have been better off paying another $30,000 and having one that's really ready to go.
Right.
So a widespread of numbers that would answer that question. The first quarter of 2019, you know, will never be forgotten. It seemed like at all times, 8 feet of snow on the ground, people were having a very difficult time just getting a pathway to their home to be able to get in and out. And even during that time of this record cold temperatures and unbelievable snowfalls, and in fact, we developed a reputation through the upper Midwest for all the snow here, homes were selling. We set a record during the first quarter, and in fact, in January, February 2019, we were way ahead of 2018, and 18 wasn't the best of winters either. So it shows you that there were people out there, and even in the worst of weather conditions, they were out looking at homes and making efforts to purchase. So we, in March and April, dropped back just a little bit in 19. I think that reflected the weather. But for the first 4 months of the year, with figures just in earlier this week, we're still ahead of 2018. And where were the sale prices? Well, they started somewhere in the $45,000 range, probably a home that did need some of the fix-ups that we talked about. And the on the high end, high sale for the year to this time is $479,000. And the breakdown in between, our biggest numbers are always $100,000 to $150,000. And that was, again, the case in 2019. But what happened and what was very noticeable is that prices moved up, and so did the number of buyers move up. So the only place we had a little bit of a slowdown or a little bit of a drop in the numbers of parties buying was in the least expensive homes, and we dropped down one on the high end. All of the other ranges from $150,000 to $400,000 all went up. So more buyers, and clearly an indication that they're putting more dollars into real estate, into buying homes. So how did they break down? Well, let's just say when we talked about under $150,000, we had 49 buyers there, and as we moved up with each increment, we'd see anywhere from 33, 25. Then we got up into the higher ranges, let's just say 300 to 350. Only three in that range, but then we jumped up 350 to 400,000. We had seven. 400,000 and over, we had five. So those numbers a couple years ago, we didn't see them so often. So the dollar amounts are going up, but that reflects the whole housing industry as a whole. Higher prices for lumber, many communities short of the people that have the skills and have the licenses to build homes. So it's all playing a part in the cost. And then Winona County and in the city of Winona, we had sales and what I just took some time explaining, demand in all price ranges. And along with that, we set a record for the first quarter of the year. The highest three homes that sold in the county were all in St. Charles. That's never happened before. Usually, You know, there'll be one in Winona, they'll kind of be spread out, sometimes two in Winona. But that was an indicator that people are moving out from that heart of Rochester and looking through the greater southeast Minnesota area for homes. Did a program in St. Charles. We had, I think, 16 people there, and all with only two exceptions had ties to Rochester. St. Charles is really coming to the forefront for several reasons. They have very quality home construction. They have beautiful lots available that are very scenic, and on average, they're larger than lots in Eota or Rochester. And there is very quality workmanship in St. Charles. We have several builders that have long reputations of building homes and really doing an excellent job. So it's really causing people from other markets. We had a quarter not very long ago. We're in the Rochester area. There was one home that sold under $200,000. That was the base. From there, the homes that sold just went up and up. And St. Charles, there's a lot to offer that is significantly below some of the pricing that's taking place in Rochester right now. So we definitely have a lot of value for the homes that are sold. Just a quick look here. April's most expensive homes, three in Winona, one in St. Charles, and then there was one each in La Crescent, Wilson Township, just on the outskirts of Winona. And then there were a couple that were south of St. Charles. They weren't in St. Charles, but have St. Charles addresses. And in all of the cases, here are those sales number. We had one in Winona County, but in the city of La Crescent, $369,000. I mentioned earlier St. Charles, $479,000. The one that was just outside the city of Winona in Wilson Township, $310,000. And then those three that were in Winona, one on Garvin Heights, $469,000, in Valley Oaks, $356,000, and then in the heart of Winona, not too far from where we're talking today, we had a home that sold for $360,000. So it shows that that high end, those purchases, they weren't just in one little geographic area, but they're spread throughout the county. And it was very much with the balance of the homes. It's pretty much always the case that about half are in the city of Winona. This time it was a little bit higher than that. There were 30 in the city of Winona, and then the balance were spread throughout the county and the other small cities in the county. So lots of activity, lots of interest. Total numbers, first 4 months of the year, 161 homes sold in 2019. A year ago it was 155. So despite that really, really cool winter weather, still home building was at a pretty active pace.
And so before we get too far into this, I want to make sure that for those of those people out there who might not know, what exactly does the county recorder do?
Well, thanks a lot, Tobias, for asking. You know, that is a good starting point. And I see that, we're kind of getting back to that now. But I think to sum up a lot of responsibilities, a lot of records, and a lot of work that goes on with the public every day, we are the office that's responsible for the recording, the retrieval, and the permanent retention of records that relate to real estate transactions, real estate property sales, mortgages, lots of other kinds of documents that can relate to a property and maybe a neighbor. So we have a lot of that history on each of the properties in Winona County. In fact, they began in 1853, and today we have over 1.1 million permanent records. Most of them are permanently imaged, and they are also available by paid subscription on the computer system 24/7. So if you're in business, you require this information, paying a small fee to the county, you can access the records 24 hours a day. The process of recording transaction is heavily dictated by state laws. We deal with numerous state law, and they're in all kinds of areas, from special taxes to ownership to who has priority in ownership, and the list is just really lengthy. Some things you work with on almost a daily basis. Others, like probably many places work, come up just every once in a great while. So it's always reviewing and being on top of what the present question is. We also have to deal with federal law, and we deal with a lot of decisions that come from the courts. So we really have a mixture of where the leadership is as far as determining the basic groundwork for real estate transactions that we process.
From what I hear, that gives you a pretty interesting vantage point on how the housing market is doing in the county. You know, over the last couple of months, we've talked a lot about the shortage of houses for middle-class families in that 140,000 to 200,000 range. And from what it sounds like, really, you can't build a home for that anymore.
You can't. We had, during the City of Winona Housing Task Force meeting, several builders, and at that time, they were saying that 200,000 just wasn't a figure that they could meet to build a home. We've had a year and a half go by since then, and some people are pushing that up to 300,000. Well, those are conventional homes. There's some work going on across the country for what they're calling mini homes or a two-room home. You know, very, very small, very efficient. If you're claustrophobic, these would not be the home for you to be in. But it is a signal that all across the country, there are challenges getting a home, and especially getting a starter home. And maybe some of those very, very small homes are starter homes, and hopefully people are able to build equity. They're able to improve the value of their ownership, and it will be a stepping stone to move on to a more conventional home. More homes are needed, and there's lots of reasons behind this and exactly why it started to hit us a couple of years ago. And I'm going to mention a few of them because they all play a part. Today, the average home and the family that's living in it is the smallest it's been in history. It is usually a little bit under 3. It's kind of the census number. So if we have 3 people today, we don't have to go back very far to see where that number was 4, 5, or 6. So for the same population, immediately we need 2 homes instead of 1. There are more single parties today that are purchasing and owning homes. Historically, the number of single people owning real estate, owning homes, was really minimal. It was pretty much a family, mom and dad, that traditional scenario. Today, you know, we're in a different time, and many, many single people are buying. They're living comfortably, and it is an investment. On average, people are living longer, and so the home is not available for the next owner as quickly as historically it was. And this is really, really interesting. I did a program with a real estate party and a banker about 3 weeks ago for the Learning Club. And the weather that day wasn't very good, but we still had 29 that attended. Many longtime Winona people, very distinguished people, some of them doing volunteer work. And as we went around the room and talked about where are you with home ownership, and what are your thoughts? Are you planning to live in the home or making some changes? Out of the group, over 2/3 said that they anticipated a likely move in the next 5 years, and that was one of the reasons they were at the program. I think that's very positive that longtime people are thinking about that. They're thinking about maybe making a move, not necessarily to an assisted living, but maybe an apartment, maybe a townhouse, a little more efficiency, not having all the requirements of single-family home ownership. But you know, the big thing is, for each one that does make that move, a home that I believe generally is pretty well kept is now available for others that need that additional room, and they may be at a different point in their life. So it was just an opportunity to, without labeling the program, let's talk about your future, to get input from the folks. Very interesting. The other part of the equation with the lack of homes or the shortage of homes is that the building cost, as you mentioned, especially lumber, are way up, and that became very evident at the Housing Task Force. So we can't build homes today to replace 10 years ago what was a $150,000 home. even with government assistance. And the city of Winona has really put time and effort into bringing financial assistance to home buyers, but it's still a big dollar amount to try to get over. So new construction can sometimes take another form, and that might be an apartment. And in the city of Winona, it's been noticed that we have a number of new locations mm-hmm. where apartments have been built. In fact, we have excellent choices in location, construction, the rents. And why is it important? The city is promoting it, and they're also, in some respects, offering assistance, because it is another part of the equation. Some of the folks that we talked about, for some time, they may want to continue to live on their own, and maybe the efficiencies of renting may be very attractive. Provide more living quarters, the apartment building will, on less space. So we're actually making the very best use of space that's available in the downtown area. And at the same time, again, potentially making a home available to a family or two parties that need the home. The hope is for efficiency in apartments, fewer responsibilities, and that compares to home ownership. But you still have lots of choices, and that comes along with that maybe rental of an apartment in, let's say, downtown Winona. So that is it's a key part of the city plan to make more homes available, or make the absolute best use that we can of the homes that we have.
What advice would you give to somebody who is looking to buy a home in that price range? It sounds like those homes are going on the market and selling really, really quickly.
They are, and Tobias, this is another just excellent, excellent question, and it's something definitely to talk about. It is almost a given that you need to have a realtor, but not just a realtor. You need one that you're in contact almost 24/7. If something becomes available, they get notice. You need to go look right away. You need to be ready to put an offer in if you think it'll work for you. The days of thinking about it for 3 days, they are long gone. And I can tell you, one Monday morning, a home not very far from the government center, in fact on Harriet Street, had 8 people that were interested in putting in an offer by noon. By noon the first day. And that's how competitive it is. I talked with 2 folks that had been included in this, 5, 6, 7, 8 people trying to put an offer in, not just in that home, but other homes. After a year and a half, 2 of them ultimately bought properties in Peterson and moved to Peterson. And I had some very, very interesting conversations with them. And this happened mid-18, 2018. Pretty soon it'll be a year back. But they had been looking for a year and a half. So look at the amount of time that went by. And they did an immense amount of excellent homework, looking at everything from their mortgage payment, the cost of the Peterson home compared to comparable homes they felt were selling in Winona, the cost of gas to go back and forth. And in the end, I think they made some good decisions. They now have a home that they can work with. They can build some equity. And maybe at some point, my hope is that they will be able to get into Winona, and they'll be a resident of Winona County rather than Fillmore County. But they looked and they worked hard for a year and a half. They never got the chance in a year and a half to put that offer in. And they were working with realtors, and realtors that I believe were doing a very outstanding job for them. But that's how many people were in the mix, and who's there first and gets that offer in. So 2 key items. You have to be able to make up your mind very, very quickly, and you have to have a realtor that no matter what day of the week it is, they're going to be moving as absolutely quickly as they can to get you in first and to potentially have you as the buyer of that property.
That's great advice. So looking forward to the rest of 2019, what predictions can you to give us?
Well, Tobias, today we're not able to talk about all aspects of real estate. We still have land out there. We still have commercial properties. And I'm going to say that anything relating to real estate in Winona County, it definitely is showing the value. All prices are up. Interest is up. No matter what it is, there are people looking, there are people talking. And it's not that way all over the United States. It made headlines just a week ago, and you're in the newspaper business. I'm sure that you probably took note of this. Some of the big areas of the country, like New York and Los Angeles, are starting to see people backing off from homeownership. And that is kind of setting in. So far, it's not dramatic, but it's kind of in the background. Late last year, 2018, there was a real estate conference in the Twin Cities, and this topic came up. And the people that were looking ahead, and you know, if you and I could look at that crystal ball and come up with the answer, I think we would be somewhere other than Winona. But the point was, at the real estate conference, some folks that work on the national level told the group that it was likely there'd be a little bit of a slowdown in real estate sales in late 2019. But in this immediate area, there was a big exception. It started in La Crescent, came to Winona, then went to St. Charles, to Rochester, and from Rochester, it went north to the west area of Minneapolis. And what we're really seeing is the impact of the Mayo project in Rochester. This whole area is now targeted as a housing potential area for people working in Rochester. And when I brought up earlier, one home under 200,000, we're not in a position to be paying those kinds of prices for a lot of the folks that are looking for homes. And so some of the things I talked about today are enabling us to at least make some homes available. And we have government programs, including some potential from the state of Minnesota, to help us build some more homes that hopefully homeowners that are just starting out will be able to participate in. But let's talk a little bit beyond that. We know that we're in a very, very positive area, so we need to expect activity. We know that St. Charles has always already clearly demonstrated their leadership. So how do we keep working at it? We know we have more buyers than we have homes, so let's keep working together. If we have a chance to move and have a home that we can make available, that's fantastic. If we have a beautiful townhome, we're looking to make a change. Any housing that becomes available is really, really important to what we're experiencing. I believe that we're going to be seeing a lot more activity along I-90. St. Charles has got several very, very positive projects taking place, and they have the absolute outlook on the future that is absolutely positive. They just have purchased a little bit over 16 acres for future commercial property in St. Charles. The price today was $35,000 an acre. But the city has that foresight, they have that vision. They know that they're in the heart of the area that is targeted for expansion, and they are positioning themselves to do extremely well. I think we can work with St. Charles, have a closer working relationship, and work with each other to provide more expansion in this area. There also is, there's just very, very significant value in all Winona County real estate. And I'm repeating myself on that, but I work with it every day and I see it so clearly.
So it sounds like we're in for a pretty solid year of real estate growth in Winona County.
We're certainly off to a really good start. If we could increase our numbers, it's not major, but we're on the positive side. After a first quarter and first 4 months with the kind of weather that we had, even when the snow melted, the majority of the days were rainy, wet, very, very windy, and also very cold, many well below average for temperature, and we're just barely getting a few days that come close to average right now. If we have those kinds of weather patterns and conditions, and we have people out looking and buying homes, it really says where our priorities are. People are putting time and effort into it, and we just expect that is going to be continuing during 19 and beyond. We have a couple of new areas that have been approved for development, residential development, and we need the right partnership to come along, and there will be more housing there as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Bob, for coming on. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Okay, Tobias, thank you very much.
Inside Winona is a product of the Winona Daily News and the River Valley Media Group. We want to bring you great content like this every week, but we need your help. You can support Inside Winona by subscribing on your favorite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and we're adding more every week. Second, be sure to leave us a review. Rate us and let us know what you like and what we could be doing better. We're constantly looking for ways to bring you better experiences and news. Finally, please consider sharing this podcast with a loved one. The more people who know about us, the more content like this we can make.